My dad once told me that he thought of running away, but by the time he got his teeth in and found his glasses and his car keys, he forgot where he was going.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Did you ever think of running away from home when you were a kid? I sure did. I told my mom one day, she said, "Here, I'll help you pack." Here are some actual runaway notes written by unhappy children. "Dear Mom and Dad, we ran away because we think you and Dad need a break from us. We always will love you both. Don't worry about us. We have food. Please don't look for us. We'll come back tomorrow at 7 a.m., I promise. It's also a break for us. Love always, Christy, Teresa, Matthew, and Samantha." "Mom, I'm going to run away tomorrow at 9:30 when you and Dad are sleeping. Be sure to say goodbye forever. Emily. P.S. I will be packing tonight." Here's another. "I am running away because you think I tooted when I didn't." "Dear Mommy, your troubles are going to be gone soon. I will run away tomorrow so you can have a better life without me." Oh. "Dear Mom, Dad, family, I got mad so I ran away. Meg." If you know your history, you know that the Soviet Union ran away from God in 1924, becoming the first state whose ideological objective was to eliminate religion and replace it with universal atheism. Multitudes of believers were sent to the gulags, where most died for being enemies of the state. Religious property was seized, believers were ridiculed and harassed, and atheism was propagated in schools. Children were told, "Pray to God for candy and cookies." The children obeyed, nothing happened. "Now pray to Stalin for candy and cookies." They did, and the candies and cookies arrived. That all changed in the 1980s, and before long, the world's most viewed movie, the Jesus film, was aired for the first time on Russian TV. A government official became a believer after watching the film and ordered sweeping changes in the educational system. Millions of Russian children began to hear the good news of Jesus Christ in state-run schools. Here's one story from that era that I just love. When the Jesus film arrived in the city of Stavropol, Doug and Kyle Clarkson worked with a team of school teachers who wanted to base their curriculum on biblical principles and show the Jesus film to their students. The team soon ran out of Bibles. Someone mentioned that a warehouse outside of town once stored Bibles confiscated from Christians in the 1930s. And sure enough, they were right. The Bibles were still there. So they took a truck and loaded up. A laborer by the name of Dimitri, an agnostic college student, had come only for the day's wages. Midway through the job, the young man disappeared. "Have you seen Dimitri?" someone asked. Dimitri was found weeping in the corner of the warehouse. He explained that he had picked up a Bible to steal it, but he was unprepared for what he found inside. "Here," he said, pointing to the very first page, "that's my grandmother's signature." Though decades separated a grandmother and her grandson, the most important message Dimitri could read was delivered in God's time and in God's way. I'm astounded at the lengths God will go for us. Someone said that the story of the Bible in five words is God gets his kids back. Jesus says in Matthew 18:12, "What do you think? If a man has 100 sheep and one goes astray, will he not leave the 99 on the hills and go out to search for the one that is lost?" The answer, of course, is yes. No matter how far you have run from him, there's a good shepherd whose arms are open wide. Once you get to know him, of course, you'll have no desire to run away ever again. Speaking of running away, here's another note a little guy left for his parents. "By the time you read this, I might be leaving. If you want to see me again, I will be at the first McDonald's that you see when you go right from our house."
Recently, Carol wrote to say, "Over the years, you have given me moments of pure childlike laughter. Keep up the outstanding ministry. The world needs it right now." Thank you, Carol, for listening to Laugh Again every day and for your encouragement. If you want to know more about Laugh Again, call 1-844-663-2424 or visit us online at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.